Episode 1590, Preparation for the Storm.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. I hope you have been enjoying your weekend. I know for us, we're swimming a little bit. Yes, it's so warm here already down south, and we are loving it. But with all of that comes life. And today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection for you to look inward and upward. Preparation for the storm. Are you ready? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you knew a life storm was moving in, it was around the corner, around the bend, how would you ready yourself in preparation for the storm? Storms can be debilitating. Just when you think you have it all together, life is going so well. It's awesome. A storm is on the horizon. Unfortunately, when things are going well, we become a little lax and complacent. Preparations are put on the back burner. There's not really a mission out to prepare. There's no reason to till the soil, right, if you aren't going to plant a garden. But tilling the soil is preparation for the garden. It's when you plant the seeds, if you've done the work before, what happens? You sow more. Your reward is greater. So why would you not prepare for the storm? We had a storm moving in late last night. If you looked in the sky earlier in the day, there was no sign a storm was coming. But as the afternoon moved into early evening, you could see the clouds on the far horizon. They were beautiful, but it's like, well, maybe there's a storm, maybe not. Well, in fact, the weather service was even giving warnings, different ones, confusing us, going, a storm was coming, oh, but not till later, oh, but wait, now it is. But still, it was hard to believe. After getting home from our Saturday service at church, my daughter alerted me to the storm. Mom, Mom, if you have anything that needs to be brought in, you need to do it now. The storm appears that it will be here within 30 minutes. Well, we had been out swimming that day. We'd been enjoying the beautiful weather. I mean, it was gorgeous. A slight breeze. Just a time for us to kind of come together and break in the summer before summer really officially started, meaning the kids are completely out of school. So I began to think, what do I need to do? I made preparation, even though it didn't look like the storm was coming. It was very dark outside. There was no lightning nearby. You couldn't hear any rolling thunder. But 2 hours later, the storm hit. We even lost power with 2 power surges. Preparation for the storm? Are you preparing for the storm even before the storm shows up on the radar? Are you praying to God, bringing him your concerns and sorrows, joys and celebrations? You see, unfortunately, we usually don't want to take that time to prepare for the storm. We wait until it hits, and then we plead, God, God, please show up. We need you now. I know, I've been there. It's like we wait. We don't listen and prepare. We don't till the garden, preparing it for the seeds to be planted so we could reap what we sow. No, we go when we kind of straggle our way, and when the storm hits, we're like, oh, but wait. God meets your needs in preparation for the storm when you pray. Are you talking to God today? Or are you just waiting for the storm to hit? God wants your attention, but he doesn't want to wait until there's a storm. He wants it now on a daily basis. But unfortunately, we leave him out until the last minute. We hustle ourselves together, playing catch up, rushing through what would have been days, maybe even months of prayer. Don't wait until it's too late. Pray in preparation for the storm. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 says this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Talk to God on a daily basis. Include Him in your conversations. You know, when you're working out, it's okay to say, "Hey, Lord, take this weight. I'm tired. My muscles can't handle anymore. Help me go the next mile." When you're cooking dinner, it's okay to say, "Lord, I don't know what's going on in my life. I'm feeling empty. I look around and all these little ones need me. My husband needs me, but this vessel is empty. Fill me up, Lord." Talk to Him at the times of like, "Oh my gosh, can you believe this? My daughter's engaged. I don't know what to do. This is a thrilling moment." Celebrate with Him. Pray. Talk to God on a regular basis. You see, prayer opens up our eyes to see the world from God's perspective. Prayer opens up our heart to the hope that comes only from Him. Let God's joy immerse you daily, so when the storm does hit, you are prepared. May the love of today serve you tomorrow. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.